Week 7 in NFL, man. In the bag.
Good week.
Good week. Baseball, they heated up too.
Yeah, I like this.
This is the best time of the year right here. You got baseball going,
it's
football
going. It's the best
time
when your team in it. Well, but if your team ain't in it, it's just a normal old thing.
Nah, that's exciting, man.
No, it's like, exciting, but you watching all that excitement with no dog in the fight.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what really makes it better.
Yeah, the league, you don't have to, you ain't on
your nerve. Your nerves ain't wrecked or nothing.
Just watching and listening to the sounds, man.
Yeah.
Old Bochy, that guy.
Yeah, I like Bochy.
Bochy, that guy.
Old school Bobby Cox.
He that guy.
He like few, it's like.
Scherzer went out there and gave that home run.
Actually, it ain't but about two or three of them left.
The man gave up that home run in the fourth inning. He went and got it.
Yeah.
Bochy went and got it.
Yeah.
Big dog, big stud, big veteran. I don't care.
Get him out of here.
Get him out. This is game 7.
Yeah, you gotta get him.
We got the lead.
Like Dusty Baker, he the same type, but he did his job when he went to Houston. He won last year.
Yeah.
He could never get over the hump. Even with Barry Bonds, he couldn't get over the hump.
That's true. He went and pulled out.
I'm glad he got one because I was pulling for him last year.
Yeah, I was pulling for him too. It's kind of crazy, man. Both managers from the Giants, man. And Bruce Bochy followed behind Dusty Baker in San Francisco and won. Now he's going head up against him and won. Bochy 4-0 and 7-0 in game 7.
Bochy. Bochy.
Baker 0-4.
He just know the game and got the feel for the game.
Got the feel for it.
Know when to take somebody out or when to leave them in. That's crucial.
Old drunk Bochy.
As a manager in baseball, that is crucial.
Know what buttons to push and when to push
them. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Adolis Garcia, man.
Yeah, that boy hotter than fish grease.
Man, listen.
Like, you see, can't pitch to him.
This is a Barry Bonds type situation.
Yeah, you can't pitch to him. I hope he keep it going.
Man.
Whether he face Phillies or Arizona, I hope he keep it going.
Bombs away, man. And he's not getting cheated up there.
I do not want to see the Phillies win.
Man, just because they knock your braids off, don't hate on them.
Oh, I've been hating on them for 2 years.
Don't hate on them now.
They not scared of nobody now.
Who, the Phillies?
They ain't scared.
No, but they better be scared of them Diamondbacks.
Nah, they ain't scared of them Diamondbacks.
They better beat them Diamondbacks. They want to play in the World Series. They want to play on.
Nah, they got to beat them, though.
But I got the Diamondbacks. You know, I called them from the get-go.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but I don't believe them.
You know, you say I like to be right, so I call them Diamondbacks.
I don't believe in the Diamondbacks.
You don't have to.
I will tilt my hat and believe them. But until then, I ain't believing them.
You got to believe just because they got here.
No.
You had no faith in them. You thought they were going to get crushed.
No, I just didn't think they were going to win. Whether it's a 4-0 sweep or a game 7 loss, it don't matter. You don't win. It ain't no style points.
You didn't think they were going to actually get out the first round?
No, I never even thought about them in the first round.
Come on now.
Who they played?
Dodgers.
Nah, if I'd have had to bet, me or you wouldn't have took.
I said it.
You said it.
I said the Diamondbacks.
You said, I can say a lot of stuff out of my mouth, but can I bet it?
Oh, put point. Your money up with it?
Could you have put your money on the Diamondbacks against the Dodgers?
No.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like they say this is the first year in 7 years that either the Astros or the Dodgers are not in the World Series.
But look.
That's crazy, man.
Right, but the Dodgers been getting beat. Ugly, bro.
Yeah, beat down.
They've been getting beat down.
Yep. What do you think was going to happen with Kershaw?
Man, it's time, bro.
Yeah, 1 year, $20 million deal.
Man, it's time.
Is he going to go? Man, he's going to find a place to go. Well, I don't know.
Man,
he got so much money.
It's time for him to give it up, bro. It's time for him to just leave it alone, bro.
I don't think he moved out of L.A. to go play somewhere else, do you?
Nah, but I don't think L.A. going to sign him back.
Nah, they gave him a 1 year, $20 million deal this year. They may sign him back.
I don't think so.
But don't they got to go to the bullpen at this point?
Man, I don't know what they need to do, but I definitely know it's time for that man to give it up. He done got every accolade you can get as a pitcher. He done won one. He just hanging around now.
He on the backside and sliding off it.
Yeah, it's time. Give a young man a spot, bro.
Yeah, that's the Rangers' last chance in the World Series, man. That was heartbreaking for them to lose. Get with
Neftali Feliz.
God,
blew that game.
Man.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Well, yeah.
Now, Cruz misplayed that ball. Got
put into right field.
But he shouldn't have never even been on the field.
He should have been on the field. Hit the home run.
He shouldn't have been on the field.
Why did they make a defensive substitute put him out there?
And that's Ron Washington's biggest regret, I'm pretty
sure. I swear, man. I hate that for Ron, too, man.
He would have won it. They was about to win it, bro.
They had it won.
Yeah.
They had it won, man.
I'm pretty sure he done had some sleepless nights on that game. Ron Washington.
So what's your prediction? You think the Diamondbacks prevail or?
I think the Phillies is
your favorite team, the Phillies, win.
No, I just think they're too tough for the Diamondbacks. I just think they, when it
If it's going to game seven?
No, I get all that. I understand that part of it. But this baseball.
Anything can happen. Everybody's on an even playing field when you get in between them lines in baseball.
What I'm saying,
your star player don't make a difference. He got to have a game. That's the thing.
The fate of the world is on this game, and you got to pick this game the right pick. Who you taking? The fate of the world on this pick.
I'm going to embrace chaos, and I'm taking the Diamondbacks.
I got to take Philly. I got to take the Phillies. And I'm pretty sure that Wheeler pitching, all right?
I think so.
I think it's going to be Wheeler.
Everybody's pitching.
But I'm saying gonna start the game. Wheeler probably going to start or either come in out the bullpen. One of the two.
Tough out there, boy.
I'm telling you, man. He been lights out in the playoffs. We couldn't hit him. The team they play right now couldn't hit him. That means there's gonna be a lot of people pitching.
He's likely to be available.
Yeah.
Out of the bullpen.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking then. Everybody.
You're gonna see him though.
Yeah, to win that game tonight, you're gonna see Wheeler. And man, I don't care what you say. You know my biggest flaws with the Braves is what? The pitching.
Pitching.
And what? Not just the pitching. The pitching. And the pitchers they pitch with that soft velocity. 98, 99 mile power, bro.
Got to have it.
You got to have it in a game like tonight.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking
about. Because everybody's so focused. If you're 92
to
94.
You can make mistakes with 98 mile power you can't make with 91, 92.
Matter of fact, I'm going to go up with that. I'm going to say you're 91 to 95. You're going to get some off runs that them major league hitters are going to time up.
Right.
Throughout the whole playoffs, man, none of these managers even let these pitchers pitch to a player three times.
Right. They don't even want it right now.
No matter how good they're pitching.
No matter what. Because the numbers say that third time
they got you timed up.
Yeah, like, you got to give them a different look.
And you got to think, it's not like some kid or some college guy just facing some dude. These are guys that have faced the best of the best. Right. From 162, and they are getting paid millions of dollars to time you up. And they want to time you up because you can't just say, I'm going to go grab it at bat in the big leagues. You got to be super duper focused to go hit that.
Yes.
That gas. 98.
That's
so they're going to hit you.
We look on 97, 98, 99, bro. Man. That's going to be hard, bro.
Could you imagine being a Mets fan watching that?
Yeah.
Watching all your
You got to realize, who did they have the Mets had?
They had Syndergaard. They had
Wheeler, other guy?
They had
the guy that was...
what's his name? Matt...
can't think his name.
That fell off big time. Went to the Indians.
Yeah, he fell off.
He was a horse. They had they had five arms.
And this thing. Wheeler is the last one standing out of that bunch.
Yeah, man.
And they made the wrong pick for sure.
Golly.
Because Syndergaard really pitched his arm out. We already knew that.
Yeah. Ended up out there with us. But they had a whole head. They had
a rotation.
Through five. Yeah.
Yeah.
And no offense.
He used to have that big chew in his mouth. Remember that pitcher? I can't think his name, though.
The Matt guy?
Matt Harvey.
Harvey.
Yeah.
He's a stud.
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 I'm talking about absolute.
He had 2 years of lights out ball, man.
I'm talking about we couldn't touch him.
Yeah, he had 2 years of lights out ball and threw gas.
Yeah. Kind of remind me of that guy from the Cubs. The Pryor guy, Mark Pryor.
Mark Pryor.
Remember how tough he was?
Yep.
Then he started having that
arm problem.
And he never really heard from him.
Oh, man, when he first came in, he was nasty with it.
Yeah. Yeah, they had Zambrano, Mark Pryor, and
Big Z. And Jackson Pringles.
Yeah, man, they had a role. Like, Braves, is, we got to get back to that. Power pitching. We got one, Strider.
This man that said we got to get back to that.
No, Braves.
How long? My brain ain't working right. You got to get back to power pitching?
Yeah.
Back to it.
No, we got to get that.
When were you power pitching?
No, we never had power
Okay, pitching. So you need to start getting some power pitching. Right. Not no back to it.
Yeah.
I like the way you try to work.
No, but when we had, when we won it, we had power pitching. Kyle Wright.
Power bullpen on.
No, Kyle Wright. And, what's his name?
Yeah, we can't remember.
Strider, Kyle Wright, and what's the guy that ended up having arm trouble this year earlier?
He
pitched great in the World Series. Unhittable.
That's your team. You're supposed to know him, man.
I know him, but I just can't think of their name.
But yeah, Game 7, man. Game 7 in baseball. That's probably one of the best things in sports to me, man.
Now, Game 7 in basketball.
I had to go back. Oh, yeah. Game 7 in basketball.
Very good.
But the basketball series within itself is
now, it's home vehicle, home advantage, home.
Yeah, but a basketball series, a basketball game is so easy to watch. It's so easy to enjoy the entire series because, like, that series that just finished with the Rangers. Games 1-2, like, I remember the games, but, like, you don't remember every play of the game like you would in a basketball game. At least that's the way my brain works.
No, it's nice.
Man, jumping on over football, though, man, we've been seeing some mediocre football. You don't think?
Nah, it's just that the top teams are far better than the teams up on the
There's
team.
No parity.
Well, not really, because then you don't know who's authentic either. Because this quarterback coming out, and it's a bunch of quarterbacks, not just one quarterback. Because we all know the worst team going to get him. But it's like other quarterbacks coming out that's pretty good, too.
We talking about the college guys coming out?
No, we talking about the parity in the league.
Oh, yeah. So
it's really not, like, authentic. Like, and there's a lot of guys that's on teams that, like, you can say the Bears.
Uh-huh.
We don't really know how good the Bears is.
Yeah,
because
they're not good.
They're not good, but they got a quarterback that the new regime didn't even draft.
True.
So they don't want him to be good. They don't want to have a reason to keep him. And if I'm the GM, that's the way I'm looking at it. Like, I'm not responsible for this bad play right here.
Bring my own guy.
I didn't bring him in. I want my own guy. And then judge me after that.
Then build a way. But still, though.
That's how it works.
And I also believe that a player can get stigmatized, too. Like, say, Justin Fields. Do you say, oh, okay, we're giving up on this guy. We've seen everything we can from this guy. You can't really say that if you played on the Bears on a terrible team, right?
Right, and we know that.
But you also can look at the GM and say, you know what? He got a losing
organization,
culture.
He's
sabotaged. I don't want nothing to do with it. Let him go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'll probably do that, too.
But that you don't want to be responsible for him. Unless he's doing good.
Well, because there's still a chance that he could just not be good or just not work out in the NFL.
Right.
And you don't want to risk your job.
You don't want to tie yourself on the hips to that.
Because he ain't said, there's nothing that's been showing to say that this dude is an absolute stud. He'll starve you to build around him.
Yeah.
Like the Jets have done for the last 3 quarterbacks.
Like, just think how many quarterbacks they done ran through.
And he's the next best thing. Man, we heard so much about Sam Darnold. We heard so much about Zach Wilson.
Man.
Didn't we?
Man, they were supposed to be the best thing since sliced bread.
Come on, man. They hyped him up, man. Big time. So the Cleveland Browns, man, how about that game?
Man, they blew that call. That ball definitely wasn't catchable. When they called that pass interference, that ball was not catchable. But you couldn't even see the ball in the screen, bro. When you look at the replay and they show it from the angle where the guy's behind him, you couldn't even see the ball in the screen, like where he was going to catch it at. But that rule,
though, man, it's like this. Say if it wasn't pass interference. Say it was holding and the ball wasn't catching. Do you call the holding? Yes.
Yeah.
So the same thing applies on the pass interference call.
Well, it applies, but the ball still got to be catchable.
Okay, he throws out of bounds, but you did a hold. You still got to call the hold, right?
Well, yeah. Bro, you can't go if he
pass interfere,
you it was call. A pass interfere call.
Got to call.
Not if the ball ain't catchable.
What if it was?
It wasn't catchable.
If the pass was catchable, would you make the call?
Judgment call.
If the pass is catchable, do you make the call?
Yes.
Okay, say it can't be one or the other.
No, but the ball wasn't catchable. So why make the call?
Okay, so they're just like roughing the passer. The ball got picked off anyway. Why make the roughing the passer call?
No, I don't get it. I don't understand now.
You call, saying, so he throws a pick, and you call roughing the passer because he got hit
right
hard, or you put your body weight on him. That dumb rule they have for protecting quarterbacks.
Uh-huh.
If the ball got picked, just call it a block.
Well, I mean,
no, they don't do that. They call roughing the pass every time.
No, but you know that.
But it's a judgment call. It's a judgment call. We have enough technology where you should be able to review that.
You know the NFL gets their money by calling them personal fouls.
They do that, definitely.
They getting some of that money back.
No doubt about it.
And where does the money go? I don't know.
Pay Roger Goodell's $100 million salary. P.J. Walker, man, comes in and saves the Browns. Miles Garrett, man. You talk so much noise about him versus T.J. Watt. Miles Garrett is a force to be reckoned with.
Bruh, but you
but nothing. That's a grown man, I tell you.
You don't get my argument, though.
That T.J. Watt is way better is what your argument is.
Yes, and he is. Who make the most plays? Let's be honest. When the Steelers...
They're about the same.
No, bro. They're not. They're not about the same. He don't make the plays that T.J. Watt make, bro. You can't tell me. Well, if he make the plays, why hasn't he won a defensive player of the year?
Matters, bro. He gonna hang his
That's hat what gets you in the Hall of Fame, bro.
He gonna hang his hat on this right here, man.
No, but I'm saying T.J. Watt won one.
Miles Garrett
ain't... T.J. Watt only won one. But guess what? He should have won two before the one he won, actually. They gave it to Aaron Donald. So, why haven't Miles Garrett, the freak of nature, the absolute monster that you name, why haven't he won one defensive player of the year?
Because it has went
Because he hasn't done the job for a full season to win it. Okay. He's good. I mean, he's good. Like,
he's looking pretty good this year.
No, he's a good player. I'm not. Like, he's an elite player.
Him and T.J. Watt are on the same level.
I'm not arguing. They are on the same level.
No, you got T.J. Watt in one and Miles Garrett's two.
No, they're on the same level. I'm not saying they're not on the same level. But I'm saying T.J. Watt is a better player
all around
the field. With production than him.
I will say T.J. Watt has a
knack for making a big play.
He's always around. He got a nose for the ball. He's got a little better burst to me.
I don't think he got the burst over Miles Garrett. No, Miles Garrett had the burst.
No, I'm talking about when I say burst, I mean like.
You know what I argue people to a lot? They trying to put the Cowboys linebacker.
Parsons?
They trying to put Parsons as better than T.J. Watt.
That's not even an argument. That's not even an argument. All he do is pin his ears back and run towards the quarterback. I have seen him getting blocked to sleep. And you don't do that to TJ Watt. You don't do that to Myles Garrett.
You don't. Like, that's what I said. And he don't. He's like a one-trick pony, if you ask me.
Rush the quarterback.
He don't make no plays outside of that. And everything he does is off of speed. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a speed rusher.
He's a specimen now. Don't get me wrong. He's a specimen.
He's a speed rusher, though.
Right.
Like he does stuff that normal linebackers can't do.
True.
Like, he can start outside, loop back inside, and make the sack. Most linebackers can't do that. Once they start going one way, they can't redirect and loop around and do that.
He's like a fast running back playing linebacker.
His burst is there, but...
And the thing that impresses me about him, though, it's like he looks so undersized to be doing what he's doing.
But he really...
But his speed, he's getting around a lot of people.
Is he really undersized?
Maybe his posture, the way
he
looks.
No, it's not none of that. It's the way he plays. He's a speed guy. He's coming off the edge fast. We don't see him taking on blocks, stopping the run, that type
of
stuff.
Yeah.
We see him straight pass rushing. And it's a finesse game.
It's just like...
Not to say that he can't get a lineman off balance and throw him out the way.
Oh, yeah. I'm not knocking him at all. As far as
yeah, but it's his... He got a finesse game.
Like, he ain't Miles Garrett with TJ Watt.
No, but I'm saying he got a finesse game. He don't got the power game, like a power move. He got a finesse move. All his moves are finesse.
Speed.
Right. Like, that's what he is. It's not knocking him. It is what it is.
Just like on the goal line when y'all scored the touchdown on the goal line down there. You know you're not going to run towards Aaron Donald.
Right.
And did you see the play?
I seen the play.
He 4 yards deep.
Yeah, I see the play, but I just...
The play has to go away from him. Because he just takes that lineman and just... Man, it's... Mm-hmm. But yeah, no knock to Parsons. Parsons can get after him a little bit. But you can scheme him up, too. You can shift that blocking scheme and make him quiet. Like, we've seen a couple games this year already.
Right.
We've seen that now.
No, I know.
Completely taken out of the game. Blocked to sleep.
Yeah.
Especially against the 49ers. The Bears start a quarterback, a D2 quarterback. I didn't know anything about him.
Nah, I ain't know nothing about him either.
Gets the win against the Raiders.
What is Vincent something? The last name is? I don't know.
I can't even remember.
I seen the stats and they was like...
Tough little cookie, too, boy.
Yeah.
Then I saw something where his dad is like a 28-time arm wrestling champion.
Oh, yes, I know.
Something crazy like that. But the fact that they beat the Raiders. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think. Did I pick the Bears in that game? Did you pick the Bears in that game?
Who they played?
The Raiders.
Nah, I took the Raiders. I took the Raiders.
Hoyer looked horrible.
Hoyer shouldn't even. I didn't even. Like, I really didn't know he was still in the league.
He looked horrible. Horrible.
Man, he's supposed to be horrible. That'd be like us saying Flacco's still in the league.
Right, because he's that age, ain't he?
Yeah, like, he ain't supposed to be still in the league.
Just amazing how
those quarterbacks.
Some of these guys get an opportunity, man. And then other guys don't get another opportunity.
And the Kaepernick can't get an opportunity. He better than them guys, bro.
Well, he was way back then.
But I'm saying, at that time, if he was still playing, he would be still better.
Even when he was not considered a starter, he was better than Hoyer.
Right. He'd still be better than him.
But I do think they bring a lot of these quarterbacks like that in. Because we've seen it with, what's the one guy that's been around for a long time? He comes, every year he's got a job.
Fitzpatrick gone, so.
Not Fitzpatrick, but,
Sean Lynch. Case Keenum. Tyrod Taylor.
That's another one.
It's like.
This one's played on just about every team. I'm trying to think of his name. Played with the Bengals last year, I want to say. Black guy.
Black guy played with the Bengals.
Yeah, he's been on every team. It'll come to me in a little bit. But, yeah, Bears beat up on the Raiders, man. Shocking that Hoyer's out there throwing picks looking like he ain't been in no practice. But I think they bring these quarterbacks in because they know the system. They know the lingo.
Hell yeah.
And they can help the starter get it down pat. The Falcons shock your boy Baker, man. Your favorite quarterback, Baker Mayfield.
Man, Baker,
man. Baker couldn't produce no kind of points, man. The Falcons
got down there to score and couldn't even get in.
Man, listen. And Ridder fumbled 3 times.
And they, I'm talking about
three times.
Give them the game, and they come in.
Golly. That's shocking right there. What are we going to do with Mike Evans, man? Let that guy go to a good team.
Yeah, he need to be on. Why the Patriots won't go get something like that?
Let that guy go to a good team.
Can't you just see him playing with the Patriots?
Being a Patriots receiver?
Yeah. He's not fast. He's just a big guy that plays hard.
Gets it done. Gets it done. The Commanders fall to the Giants. That shocked me.
Oh, yeah. That was like a...
That shocked me. Eric Bieniemy, where you at with the offense, man? Y'all put up 7 points.
Yeah.
Against the Giants.
Yeah, Giants is trash, too.
Tyrod, they got y'all, man.
But Tyrod Taylor better than Daniel Jones, they saying. Yeah, he is.
Tyrod ain't never been a bad quarterback.
No, but he better.
He's had the worst luck as a quarterback.
Yeah, he
took the injuries, got hit. Remember the whole needle situation?
He better than Daniel. I don't care what nobody's saying.
He ain't $40 million better than him, though.
Nah.
Ravens destroy the Lions. Shock me.
Yeah.
Don't be a hater. 28 points in the first, like.
No, the Lions just ain't good as what we thought. Lamar ain't did nothing that.
Listen.
Nothing special. You know he just threw to an open receiver.
Lamar couldn't even score on the Titans.
Man, we don't add no Titans. Losing Titans up in none.
But they couldn't. He couldn't score. Yeah. He couldn't move the ball.
Yeah, and they had a bunch of drops on the Steelers. So what?
They kicked field goals against us, but against the Detroit Lions, they destroyed them boys, man.
Yeah, they destroyed them. They tried.
Destroyed them. Hey. On both sides of the ball.
Hey. No, I
ain't. That threw me off because I said the Lions are definitely.
Top tier team.
What does that say? Detroit Lions are fugazi or the Ravens are better than we thought? The jury's still out on both of those things, but
nah,
as of right now.
You know they don't respect us. So we beat
the Ravens. This ain't about y'all.
No, what I'm saying, I got a point. They don't respect us. So they got one of their losses from us. And then they lost to a Colts team in overtime. So they basically saying that
barely beat the Titans. Throw that in there.
So they basically saying they should be undefeated.
That's how they feel, huh?
Yeah, they ain't undefeated. That's the excuse they make for them.
Destroy the Lions. What's the excuse for the Buffalo Bills losing to the Patriots?
None. Josh Allen is
Jekyll and Hyde team.
No,
man. It's
all Josh Allen or bust.
If he don't do Superman, action movie type stuff.
They're going to lose.
They can't win.
And that's
they can't just go out there and play ball and win. They got to do some Superman heroics to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? And one win like that, man, brought the Patriots all the way back to life. Mm-hmm. Ain't that funny?
Come on, they were buried in the grave.
Fire Belichick.
Yeah.
Mac Jones trash.
Save their season.
That one win.
One win.
What's that put him at? 2-5?
2-4, 2-5. 2-5. Right now.
And the Steelers, man. I'm talking about lay an egg first half.
Just find a way to win. Just keep chopping wood, bro.
That's why I don't like Mike Tomlin, man.
Just keep chopping wood.
I don't like that helmet head, dude.
Kenny Pickett could possibly be turning the corner.
Oh,
possibly.
Man. A win will make you change your whole
team. No, I'm serious. We don't know what we got. We don't know what we got as a quarterback.
Unleash the Kraken, huh?
He could be turning a corner and figuring things out.
Well, down the stretch there, he did what he needed to do to get points up in the second half.
He always do.
Stafford didn't. let me down. I thought Stafford would go in there and slice y'all up. Looked like he was slicing y'all up pretty good.
Yeah.
And then everything just fell off. Defense locked down, or Rams offense just faltered.
They
offense faltered.
Yeah, they would drop a couple passes.
Faltered. And on those third downs, I don't know what Stafford was doing on those third downs, man. It aggravated me. That's why I called. That's why I texted you and said, y'all so lucky. Seahawks and the Cardinals, man. Geno, you want to talk bad about Geno, man. Geno delivering victories out here, man.
Geno doing his thing.
Geno delivering victories out here, man.
But he's still trash.
Would say, be at any sign of pressure, he panicked.
Oh, yeah.
The Cardinals, man, that's...
Hey, remember we were saying they was tanking.
Listen.
Dobbs said he ain't going.
He ain't going.
Stop playing with Joshua Dobbs.
And he said, forget about not having no job in the offseason. He looking for a 2-year contract somewhere.
Yeah. Why he gonna get it.
Why he can't be a backup, making $10 million a year?
He gonna get it.
Why he can't do that?
He gonna get it. He might get a starting job.
He done earned it. I don't care what happens the rest of the way. He done earned that. Come in a week before the season start and do this?
Yeah.
Not winning a bunch of games, but man, they're competitive out there. And what I'm saying about the Cardinals is, if you're that competitive on a tank job, you'll be pretty good when you get your QB, ain't it? And a few more pieces. And to my favorite guy to talk about, Chiefs beat the Chargers. Justin Herbert. Overpaid.
Justin
overrated. Herbert.
You said the magic word. Justin Herbert has got to be the most overrated quarterback in the league right now.
I'm tired of watching him.
Like, we do see flashes with Josh Allen. Some games he just can't put the team on his back.
That guy.
But I do not see it.
Just a big arm that spins the ball pretty, throws it hard.
With no finesse to him, no touch passing.
It's got to be perfect. It's got to, the receiver got to be in stride, open. It's, yeah, man.
He's not that good.
Kansas City Chiefs defense. You ain't noticed this?
They got a top tier defense.
You know Mahomes gonna be Mahomes.
Nah, I've been through they had a good defense.
Man, that secondary is dangerous, man.
Yeah, they got
dangerous.
They got a great defense.
Oh, Russell Wilson and got him a dub, man. What are we going to do with Jordan Love? Jeez. What are we going to do with Jordan Love?
Like everybody's saying, he's not a real quarterback.
But it's the first year. He's still working the kinks out.
Man, that man better leave 4 years, bro.
He's still working the kinks out.
This is his fourth year, whether it's clipboard or not.
But he's just now playing.
Don't matter, bro. He's supposed to be making good reads, and he's not making good reads.
You got to give him an opportunity. I do say that. You have to give him an opportunity. The Eagles dominate the Dolphins.
Yeah, but if we know it or not, the Dolphins, they played the Bills and the Eagles. Lost to both of them. The other four wins.
Big blowout.
2-14, 2-15.
They beat down the little guys.
That's what they doing.
Beat down a little guy, but don't want to play 21 pickup with their brother.
That's what they doing.
I'm shocked. I thought they would compete, man.
I thought they was better, bro, but they ain't. Speed kills, but that front seven and well, maybe
Eagles,
when they,
Eagles
don't beat like when they get Jalen back, they'll be a little better.
Eagles don't even have a defense. They didn't have a secondary,
right?
Beat them boys, man. Yeah, so they look like they had the Bills. After you score 70, the Bills put 50 on them almost. Mm-hmm. And then show up in prime time against the Eagles and don't do nothing. Last night, man, last but not least, the Vikings and the 49ers. Oh, Purdy.
The blueprint is out.
Pretty much.
The blueprint is out on how to be right. Purdy.
He's starting to get a little, well, he didn't play bad the first half.
Nah, he didn't really do much in the first half.
He had 270 yards on the night. He didn't play bad in the first half, but the last two drives to end the game, he threw picks.
Yeah.
And they were bad picks, yeah.
Right. I seen a couple of them.
What do you think that is? You think he feeling himself a little bit? You think he hearing a little outside noise? MVP talking all that? They can kill all that.
Oh, yeah.
They can let that go.
As soon as we start hearing, is Brock Purdy elite?
Yeah, downhill.
They starting to coach him like he was elite. And you see where that gets you.
Downhill.
That's why I ain't saying nothing about the Pittsburgh still a quarterback. Good or bad. We just got to see.
No, you said...
He could be possibly turning the corner. But that ain't saying much.
You said at the start of the season, now you can gave up on him, now you're back on the way.
Nah, I gave up on
him. And Pickett, we trust. That's the logo. That's the motto, right?
If you say so.
And Pickett, we trust. So let's see what we got to pick these games for the next week here. Well, Thursday Night Football is coming up.
Yeah.
Who got on Thursday night, Billy? Let's see here. These weeks are flying by, man. Week 8 already in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Does it seem like it to you?
2 months in.
Am I just getting old, man?
Nah, it's 2 months in.
I mean, it's flying by. I mean, flying by. Thursday Night Football, we got the Buccaneers at the Bills Mafia.
Man, Bills gonna beat
them. Tough ass right there, ain't it?
Bills gonna pop
them. That's a tough ass right there, buddy. Bills -7.5.
-7.5. Now that adds our new wrinkle. Bills.
I'm still gonna take the Bills.
Yeah, -7.5.
I hate that line, but I'm still gonna take the Bills. So we got the Texans at the Panthers. Texans -3. Give me the Texans. The CJ Stroud. Rams at the Cowboys. Cowboys -5.5. That should be a good game.
Cowboys and Rams, you say?
Rams, Cowboys.
At Dallas.
Rams at the Cowboys. Cowboys -5.5. And I like the Rams 5.5.
I'll take
like the Rams, not because I hate the Cowboys. I just like the Rams in that game 5.5. Vikings at the Packers.
Boy, Vikings all day long.
Packers -1.5.
Oh, I'm going to take the Packers. You know why?
Home team.
They home.
That rivalry.
The rivalry and the fact that the Vikings just popped San Fran. They ain't going to sneak up on nobody.
Give me the Vikings. Kirk going to roll a little bit. That's what Kirk do. He going to win it 2 or 3 in a row. Mm-hmm. Saints at the Colts -1. Colts. Yep. Colts. Colts are going to roll. Y'all mark my word. The Colts are going to roll the Aints up. Who you got in that game?
I'm going to take the Saints.
Saints +1.
Oh, yeah.
Patriots +10.5 at the Dolphins. Patriots +10.5 at the Dolphins.
Patriots +10.5. I'm going to have to take the Patriots. I like them covering that 10.5.
10.5 is a lot, man.
That's a lot for a Belichick defense.
That's a lot. But I'm going to go with the Dolphins. They got to show out big at home because they just lost. And that's crazy me taking 10.5. I'm taking 10.5 on the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Jets -3 at the Giants.
I'm going to go to Jets. I'm going to go to Jets. I like what they doing, bro.
The defense.
I like what they doing.
Jets -3. Because it's a home game for both of them anyway. Jaguars -1.5 at the Steelers.
Give me the Jaguars, sunshine. I should have known you would take.
Give me sunshine.
I like my Steelers.
Christian Kirk.
I like
ETN.
I like my Steelers.
Yes, sir. I care about that Steelers daunted pass rush.
Nah, they ain't. Man, we need some DBs, bro.
Falcons -1 in Nashville against the Titans.
I might have to go with the Falcons.
I'm My heart won't me to say go with them Falcons too, but Falcons just don't beat us. And then we're at home. I think we're a little too powerful up front for those guys. Eagles -6.5 at the Commanders. Give me the Eagles on that one. I ain't going against the Eagles until otherwise.
I like the Eagles. They on another level, bro.
Browns +2.5 at the Seahawks.
I like the Seahawks.
I'm going to take the Browns defense.
No, their quarterback is in question.
I'm going to take the Browns defense based on the fact, like you said, about Geno being so tiptoeing on pressure, and the Browns are going to put pressure on you like you are not going to see the rest of the season. So I'm taking the Browns +2.5. Ravens -8.5 at the Cardinals. Give me the Ravens -8.5.
Yeah.
Bengals +5.5 at the Niners. I don't know which way to go.
Man, I'm taking...
Taking the point.
I'm taking 49ers rolling. They done lost 2 in a row, too. This is not going to be pretty for Joe Burrow.
Think it's going to be ugly?
It's not going to be pretty for Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking Joe Burrow +5.5, man. Wow. Bears +8.5 at the Chargers. Give me the... Look at the backup quarterback, too.
I'm rolling with the Chargers.
Take the Chargers. Raiders +7.5 at the Lions. Lions 7.5. Got to bounce back at home against the Raiders. NBA kicks off tonight, man. What you looking to see as we wrap up here?
Not much.
What the Lakers going to do against the defending champs?
Going to roll.
You think?
LeBron gonna hit 25.
Lakers win tonight.
Gonna roll. Lakers win.
You don't even sound confident saying that.
No.
Lakers will not win tonight.
Okay.
They will not beat Denver at home to open the season up.
Okay.
No way, B.A. You really honestly in your heart feel that way? You're just saying that because you're a Bron fan.
I'm saying that because I'm a Bron fan.
Oh, I'm glad you're being honest right now, son. Phoenix and Golden State. I'm looking to see what KD and Bradley Beal are going to do. That's going to be pretty interesting there.
Phoenix.
Those are the two most interesting games on the slate. But those other games on the slate. Everything else kicks off tomorrow. Dumpster Juice Radio, we out.